The stagnant weather pattern continues with clouds at times, sunshine at times, very warm daytime highs in the mid-80s each day. But the humidity stays down. That has really made these mornings and then the evenings pretty pleasant and enjoyable if you're getting out and about. There will be a little bit more of a breeze today as compared to the last couple of days, and it's going to be an onshore wind. So that's going to advance the sea breeze well inland both days. That will cool our temps into the 70s each afternoon at the beaches. So, yeah, I would not plan on it feeling hot if you're out along the coast. But if you're west and south of Jacksonville in particular, yeah, it's going to start feeling a little bit warm, especially by Friday and Saturday. Our forecast for Jacksonville is up to 90 degrees on Saturday afternoon. The record's 92. We'll be close to that. So, yeah, we'll definitely be feeling hot by later this week and the first half of this weekend. Each day, I mentioned that sea breeze moving inland. There will be at least the chance for an isolated shower, but the best chance for that is going to be along and west of Highway 301. So I'm really not optimistic about rain to begin with, but the best chances for it are going to be farther inland and to the west of Jacksonville. There's a storm system tracking to our north, and we may see just some offshoots of moisture from that system over us here in northeast Florida. That's why there's at least a slightly better shot at rain each afternoon between now and about Saturday. But again, it's not looking that great. If you're along the beaches or the I-95 corridor, I would not plan on rain. Sunday, it looks like things are trending a little more wet. Now, again, it looks like the best threat or chance for rain would be west of I-95 and inland, but I'm starting to see signals or hints of some rain amounts, potentially up to a quarter to a half inch of rain. Again, that would mainly be centered to the west and north of Jacksonville and up into southeast Georgia, but we may see some of that higher or heavier rain creep closer to I-95 and the metro. Again, it's not going to rain everywhere on Sunday. The beaches in particular looks like we stay dry. In the neighborhood south of I-10, it certainly looks drier as well. Now, we may get a bit of an onshore wind surge into Monday, and that may help bring us some rain, at least to these beach locations that, well, it's been a long time since we've seen rain. And if we do see that increased threat for rain Sunday, looks like, again, it would largely miss out on the coast. So stay tuned over the next couple of days. Long story short, we'll be updating that forecast and honing in on more precise timing and the amounts of that rain, again, in particular, on Sunday into Monday. Temps to go down a little bit with that increased threat for rain and more of an onshore wind, but it's still going to be warm. It's been, if we don't see rain at JIA today, which I would be shocked if we did, today will be 12 days in a row without measurable rain. And that's not great for the wildfire danger. We've been talking about that the last few days. We are in the moderate category when it comes to the fire danger index from the Florida Forest Service. So, you know, that's not high, it's not extreme, but it doesn't take much to start a wildfire in these parts this time of year. So it's probably still a good idea to avoid any outdoor burning. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.